So far in 2017, Forbes and Podcast One have already launched three highly acclaimed shows. The Interview with Steve Bertone features the business world's most interesting names, like Adam Carolla, Twitter founder Sean Rad, and Hollywood's own Jessica Alba.
So I spent a lot of my childhood in hospital and hospital beds.
Under 30 with Steve Goldblum talks to the movers and shakers, like Nation Builder CEO Jim Gilliam and NFL Big Game winner Martellus Bennett.
Guys are afraid to be themselves because of their marketing deals.
And The List with Art of Charm's Jordan Harbinger.
We'll get behind-the-scenes insight and information that doesn't make the print cut.
Next up, Sports Money with Mike Ozanian talking to team owners, athletes, and industry leaders about the enterprise and money behind supreme athletic competition. Forbes on Podcast One. Not just entertaining, informative. Subscribe now at iTunes and don't forget to rate, review, and share.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back once again to talk about the most interesting news stories of the week here on the final day of February, Tuesday, February 28th, 2017, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back once again to talk about the actual factual news, never the actual craptual news, at least not if we can help it. We're here on the old News AF with us for the first time, I think, in like 3 or 4 weeks from his home base in Provo, Utah. Here is Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I actually call it the mainland.
The mainland.
Yeah.
Tyson, you got a great look going on today. So you have
glowing.
The white hat. You're wearing the white cowboy hat. Yep. And is that a t-shirt made of money?
T-shirt made of money. Got it at Walmart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so you got rid of the drop crotch, but you got the shirt of money.
Well, okay, now I feel bad.
Yeah.
This shirt is hilarious because from the outside, you're like, oh, it's all hundos. No, there's like $5 bills on here and stuff. So it's not like that dope of a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
They knew it was Walmart. So they're like, let's put some tens and some fives. There's a couple of 20s on there.
Right.
$50 bill, which nobody's seen a $50 bill in like the last like 40 years. And then 100. Like, somebody gave me a 50 probably like 2 months ago, and it blew my mind because I had not seen a $50 bill for so long.
Has anybody tried to rip the money off the shirt?
No, because it looks surprisingly fake.
Okay. Well, I love the look, Tyson. I think it's working. Ben King in the chat, says you look like an oil baron.
That's what I always go for, bro. The old Texas tycoon.
Texas tycoon. Of course, with us, another Texas tycoon, the eye in the sky, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Good, but I'm feeling underdressed.
Yes.
Tyson's setting the bar so high.
You have no money on your shirt?
No, I don't have any money, but Tyson could use a bolo tie. Where's that, Tyson?
Do you want me to really put it on?
I know you have one.
I do have one, but the thing is I need a collared shirt for it. So that would be like a whole wardrobe change next week.
Next week. Okay. You could be the first person with a bolo tie on a t-shirt.
You set a whole new trend.
Yeah, I don't think it would really start. A trend is a thing that catches on and multiple people do.
Yeah.
You don't think people are going to really just jump on the whole bolo tie t-shirt train?
I don't think so. That's basically just a necklace.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Danny, how was your Oscar party?
Oh, I didn't have one, so it went really well. Because nothing's more boring than the Oscars.
No, this year was exciting. They had a big mistake.
I know, at the very, very end, it's like, it's just, there's so many award shows. Like, they keep coming up with award shows to give themselves awards.
Mm-hmm.
By the time the Oscars come up, I'm like, how many? I thought we already did this. Didn't they already give themselves some awards?
Yeah, they did.
It's just too much. They need to just get rid of a lot of those dumb award shows, the lesser known ones, and just focus on the Oscars.
Yeah, you want to see them sort of streamline award season, just the Oscars.
Too many awards. They've created too many.
Wait, what was this award show?
This was the Oscars.
This was the Oscars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always get confused because I have friends that are big fans of it. And they're like, oh, you got to turn this on right now. I was like, now which one is it? And they're like, it's the Oscars. I was like, okay, now which medium of artistry is that? Is that the music one? And they're like, you idiot. That's the movies. I was like, well, which one's the TV one? And is that the Grammys? Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, Grammys is music. Which one's the TV one? Golden Globes?
Emmys.
Emmys.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
What's the Golden Globes?
And then there's the ones in England.
The Golden Globes are the Hollywood, foreign press. They give out Golden Globes for TV and movies. So it gets a little confusing.
Then they have Canes, they have Sundance. I mean, it's just, it never ends. They can't come up with enough ways to give themselves awards.
Yeah.
Everybody's a winner.
Well, this was brilliant marketing on the part of the Academy Awards, that nobody would have been talking about this all week. And now they've done it. So I think they need to figure out new ways every single year to pull out all the stops.
But viewership was down.
On Dick Tracy.
Well, you can't do, like, viewership would be up next year.
Yeah. That's the thing. They're looking at the long game, bro.
Mm-hmm. You got to steer into the curve and get Steve Harvey hosting next year. And then they'll be like, who knows what'll happen?
Watching the Oscars has turned into like watching football. You just watch the highlights. You don't watch the game.
Yeah, you do, because most of the highlights are just Jimmy Kimmel making fun of somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or himself. Or him and his Matt Damon feud.
The Academy Awards may have hacked Danny's line, Tyson.
Oh my goodness, dude.
They were tired of taking this abuse from Danny.
I can't believe they shut him down so quick. For a second, I thought it was me because you and I both paused. So I was like, I don't know who's frozen out of this trio here.
Yeah, it's always tricky.
The Academy now has Danny. Hopefully we can get him back before the end of the show.
Hopefully they didn't accost him.
Who do you think it was? George Clooney?
I don't know. Oh, Danny, we were worried about you. We thought that the Academy got you.
Seriously.
And more specifically, George Clooney.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about George Clooney. He's got two kids on the way, so he doesn't want to put his life in jeopardy by fighting me.
Okay. Who are you more worried about?
I think The Rock. I've always praised The Rock, but he's got the perfect cover for being a bad guy. He's so nice that he could be bad and no one would believe it.
Did you know he was the highest paid actor in 2016?
Rightfully so, by the way.
Yeah. What, you think he's really invested in you talking smack about the Academy of Arts and Sciences?
Have you never met a WWF wrestler?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to be broken over a table.
You don't want to talk smack to them about anything.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's
talking
fair.
Smack is the thing that sets them off the most.
He must love it because he was sitting front row, almost front row. He was like third row back.
Yeah.
So,
well, he's the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
He gets those seats. All right, let's get into some of our stories from this week. And let's go from the world of the Academy Awards to the world of European reality TV series. And there is a new show that has come to our attention. Stephanie Bourgeois sent us a story about E4. That's one of the British TV channels. They have a new show where they are taking creepy to a new level by asking contestants to design their perfect mate physically on a computer, and then they go out and find 7 people who look exactly like that person on the TV show called Game of Clones. Tyson, would you be up for this?
I love it. I would watch it. I think it's going to be disappointing because anytime you set... As far as casting for reality show, when you set your parameters for the contestants so tight, you're going to have to sacrifice personality or anything like that, which is what ultimately creates the show is big personality. So when you're just like looking for a blonde girl that has like certain measurements, you're definitely, you know, hurting yourself as far as casting personalities goes. So I like the idea on the outside, but on the inside, I think it's going to be a flop.
Danny, my big question is, what's in it for the 7 people that were found that said, okay, we found this creep that designed this picture that looks like you on a computer. Will you come on this show and be one of 6 other people who look exactly like you to fight for the love of this person?
Well, you've done is you found 6 other people whose identity you could steal at any moment.
Oh, that's good.
And you've also been put into contact with all your doppelgangers who are local.
Yeah.
And so when people are like, I have a daughter that looks just like you, you're like, yeah, I met her.
Mm-hmm.
Or so, you can commit crimes and blame it on somebody else.
Yeah. Now you have 6 people that you're like, I know who you're looking for. She looks just like me. Actually, they could get together and become a big crime syndicate where it's like all these people who look alike, no one can tag anything on them because they can always just say, when they line up the seven people or six people. And they're like, well, which one was it? No one's ever going to be able to pick them up.
All of them. It was all of them.
Yeah. Although if somebody came up to me and said, like, we need you to be on this show, that there's this woman that her perfect mate, she described them to us and they look exactly like you, I might say, well, okay, well, that's at least flattering. No,
no. The problem is when someone says you look like so-and-so and then you see that person, it's always a letdown. Like, no, oh, good.
Not me. No. They always tell me I look like Matthew McConaughey when he had AIDS in that movie.
Well, all I'm saying is that if someone says, hey, we've matched you up with six people who look just like you, I guarantee you when you walk in that room and you see those people, the first thing you think is none of these people look like me. And then the second thing you think is I can't believe other people think these people look like me. I'm offended.
Yeah.
But let me be clear. Matthew McConaughey didn't really have AIDS in the movie. It was a part he was playing.
Right.
So even though he lost a lot of weight and looked really gaunt and sickly, it wasn't real.
Yeah, it
AIDS.
Was fake.
It was acting.
It was fake.
Yeah. So I look like Matthew McConaughey with fake AIDS.
Yes. Acting like a person who had AIDS.
Real AIDS.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So this show, again, I'm very confused about how this all works. And also upon like further inspection, like taking a look at these women in this picture. Yes, they're all blonde and they're all wearing the same outfit, but they look nothing alike.
They thought the outfits would fool us. Let's put them all in the same red dress. We need 15 red dresses, sizes 1 to 3, because some of them vary a little bit. And so you're out, Rob. What's going on?
I would definitely watch it. I would definitely watch this show. But I do think that we are being a bit tricked here with the publicity photo that I'm seeing for this, where we have very much taken like the most attractive of these seven women, that the like one who's almost like, a, you know, some sort of like Carrie Underwood doppelganger. She's right in the front. And then
do you think Carrie Underwood's on this season?
No. And then the like much less impressive versions of this person, like if this was like the multiplicity, these are like the fourth and fifth generations of like the copies of the copies. They're deep in the background. They're getting like further and further back.
How about this for a show idea? A guy wants to date. He has a specific idea of the kind of woman he wants to date. He goes to the police, a sketch artist. He describes to the sketch artist his perfect woman. Then they put up posters all over town saying, have you seen this woman? And then people call in and identify, and he goes out on the dates that have been identified through the posters.
Yeah, that'd be good too.
Then you don't have seven people who look alike, you know, in the same room. And you might, you know, you might cast a wider net.
Yeah, I'm up for it. Now Tyson, had in some alternate universe where you had not met the love of your life, Rachel, would you be interested in being a participant on this show where you would then come up with your ideal mate who would probably look exactly like Rachel and they would find seven people to participate
and
on
Rachel
this show?
Rachel probably would be one of them.
Yeah.
And then we would meet each other anyways, because that's how God works.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. There's of course I'd participate, dude, because when they're selling this idea to the person who's participating, he is thinking, I'm going to be like the next Bachelor, unaware how TV works, where this is going to air for two episodes. Then they're going to move it to the internet for the next two episodes. And then you won't be able to find the last eight episodes anywhere because they stopped filming.
Yeah. I just don't understand why the people who are sort of the clones are even participating in this show. Did they find are these very eligible people that they are trying to fix up with the clones, Danny?
Maybe it's market testing by robotic companies. They're trying to streamline the system that will allow people to just pick online the features they like. And then, you know, how off of the mark can they be and still provide a robot that somebody would like to date?
Right. What's the most popular model going to be for the different robot mates?
So they can mass produce them. Because it's like, if you get a custom one, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars. But if you get a like one just straight off the
rack,
shelf, that's like close enough.
Yeah.
That's plus going to be like $100.
If you're looking for valuable research, you also want to know, maybe they care more about the looks than the personality. So we can skimp on the AI when it comes to the personality and put a little bit more into the, you know, plastic. The silicone and plastic and the hair So it's a good way to kind of test where are people weren't willing to kind of bite the bullet.
Do you think the nicest robots are going to have real human hair?
Oh, for sure.
What about skin?
Real human skin? Boy, that's a lot.
Yeah, maybe pig skin. Isn't that okay. close to human?
Like a football. Right.
Yeah.
Like a football skin.
Right. So what the show is trying to say, what they're going for is they're saying that if everybody looks the same, then this is going to be a show where the personality of the contestants is going to stand out. Tyson, are you buying that?
Yeah, definitely. But also, my first argument was that you're not casting personalities, so there's only going to be one or two standouts here, and the rest are just going to be like boring Bettys.
Yeah, because they just have to find another person. They have to find seven people that looked exactly like Correct. This one person.
Correct.
Looked vaguely like this other person.
You think this is what happened? The guy's like, actually, I have had a crush on this girl since grade school. So they looked her up, and they're like, hey, want to be on this show? And then they based the entire show around finding clones of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that girl front and center there is maybe like his schoolboy crush. Right.
Yeah. I still think that the biggest factor is going to be, you know, that this is like the best looking one. And then the other ones are like worst looking versions of the same person. I think that that's going to like, unless somebody like has an amazing personality, I don't know if it's going to work out here. It'll be interesting.
Or like some crazy sex tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you think there'll be any cases of mistaken identity, Danny?
From what I've seen at the picture. Yeah, maybe he's, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were so-and-so. I could see him having mistaken identity, but it's all going to be intentional.
Yeah. And then there's also another picture. There's like a round where it's not just women. There's also that there's a round of Game of Clones for that. They found seven guys who have an identical look. Are you on the article? Can you guys see this picture of the seven guys?
Let me look. Do they all look like Matthew McConaughey with AIDS in that movie?
No, not at all.
I couldn't play.
Like they have a very unique look, and I'm not sure like who came up with this. That this is, this was somebody's perfect mate.
So this is what you do: you put the guy that they're modeling all the other guys after up front center, and then you blur the ones in the background who don't look quite this as you know closely as the two right behind him.
Right.
I bet you those guys in the back don't look at all like him.
Yeah, they were way in the back. They were in the back. It's really, they found somebody, what's your dream outfit? Okay, and we'll dress everybody in this outfit so you can tell. Maybe that's why in the future everybody wears the same clothes, Danny.
Are they all wearing Chance the Rapper buttons?
Yes. And all wearing like red high tops. With the same outfit.
No, those are numbers to indicate what they are.
Which one in the group.
So he's probably going to call them like number three, number four.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is going to be a good show because they all got skinny drop crotch pants with long t-shirts.
Yeah. Okay. As I would watch this show. Tyson, should they make the American version of this?
I think we wait and see how it does. If it bombs horribly, then yeah, we make it. And then we also suffer the same fate here and act surprised.
Can we improve this show?
Definitely.
How?
Oh, I didn't know you were, that was going to be the follow up. I think you need more people, maybe 20. And then they all have to have like their own unique thing. So I don't know. Maybe one guy has bigger ears, so everybody calls him ears the whole season.
Yeah.
One guy has like sausage fingers. So they call him sausage fingers, you know, and then one guy has like Audi belly button. They call him Audi. So there's like these little things that you can distinguish. So like if you're unsure, you can be like, show me your belly buttons.
I think this is better. This is a better premise for a prank show.
Yeah. Like a Joe Millionaire.
Well, like, no. If they're close enough where you pretend like the guy dies and then you have to look like, you know what I mean? You could play all these pranks. Like the guy gets on a bus, the girl's standing there, and then all she looks to her left and the guy that looks like him is standing right there.
Mm-hmm.
Just mess with the contestant's head nonstop. I think that's a better show.
So you want to make people feel like they've witnessed a death and then have the doppelganger come out?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just pranks like that. Just nonstop.
Yeah. Until basically are we really killing somebody? Because at that point, couldn't we just like fake that the guy got on the bus?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're faking like they go on a date. He gets on a bus to leave, and then she turns to walk away, and the doppelganger standing right there in the exact same clothes. like just like small things to make her think that she's going insane.
Mm-hmm. An awesome idea. Yeah. You put all these guys and all these girls together and they all have to pair up and make a baby by the end of the season. Then their babies all look identical to each other.
Right. Then who's
so
the father?
Season is, who's or, the father?
Right.
Except the baby's in the hospital. Then
right.
you have a whole other season of this show when those babies come of age to date each other.
So all of the contestants look the same. They all fornicate. One of them, ultimately, they keep going till somebody impregnates the contestant, and then the baby comes out, and then they have to guess who is the yeah. real father.
I like that.
Okay. So I think I can get in touch with Mark Burnett over this idea yeah. in the next couple weeks.
See if you can get the pitch meeting. That's better than my idea. I was going to suggest that we have a woman who is blindfolded, and then we bring in seven guys who don't look alike, but they all sound exactly alike. Whoa. So it could be like Danny and like a bunch of middle-aged, heavier guys. And then they would all have the same voice. And then she would have to not only go by personality, but also trying to figure out who was going to be her perfect match.
They already did that show kind of where they had the three contestants like hidden from the girl and she asked them a question. Like,
oh, the Newlywed Game?
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? And the one guy would be like, my favorite flavor is Rocky Road because I can lick it up and down. And she's like, ooh, his voice sounds sexy. And the next guy's like, I like pistachio because I'm a lean, green fighting machine, except for I'm not green. And she's like, oh, that guy sounds sexy. Next guy. And he's like, I'm vanilla. Because vanilla. And she's like, oh, that guy sounds sexy. And they're like, okay, choose one of the three.
Mm-hmm.
They already I feel like I don't have to watch the show now.
Yeah, Tyson, did you memorize the episodes?
Yeah, this is an old show.
Yeah.
This is an old show. What was that show called, Rob? Was it called The Newlywed?
The Newlywed Game is different. This is the dating game.
This is the dating game that I'm describing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Danny, in fairness, just to balance it out, that I was looking at last week's show on our YouTube page at youtube.newsaf.news, and PRC Bras wrote in the comments, Danny is so hot, I can't get enough.
Ow, yes.
Ow, ow, ow.
Again, this is somebody who's watching the video, not a podcast listener.
I can't wait to tell my wife about that comment.
Is it a girl or a guy?
I don't know. It doesn't have an avatar.
Well, because if it's a girl, that's going to piss Liz off pretty heavily. But if it's a guy, she probably won't be as affected by it.
I think either way, it might stir a little jealousy. So I'm going to go.
Okay.
Maybe get it put on a shirt.
Do you want to go tell her right now? We'll wait if you want to tell her right now.
Yeah. I'll give a thumbs up to that comment. Her. Okay. PRC Bras, thank you for recognizing the hotness of Danny.
Well, yeah. Now I feel left out.
Don't judge a book by its voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's talk about a story that's very topical in my household. Randy Rice sent us the story about the public outrage sparked by statements last year of Iceland's prime minister. He has been forced to clarify his stance on a desired ban on pineapple on pizza. So the prime minister released a statement this week conceding that while he does not like pineapple on pizza, he does not have the power to stop people from putting it on theirs, adding that for pizza, I recommend seafood, which I think a lot of people had more issues with than
seafood?
The pineapple. Yes.
The only seafood you can put on there that is even fathomable are anchovies. And
is that fathomable, though?
I mean, I've had anchovies on pizza, and it's not horrible. I wouldn't necessarily do it, and I picked a lot of them off, but I tried it a couple times.
Yeah. So
just like a ball of salt.
Now, Danny, have you visited Iceland?
I have.
Yes.
I've been to Iceland.
Was that one of the places you visited recently?
No, I went there about 12 years ago.
Okay. Did you have pineapple on pizza there?
I did have pizza, but not with pineapple.
Okay.
Pizza's my go-to when I travel because in my mind, I figure it's the safest thing to get because people don't manhandle it once it comes out of the oven.
Hmm. That's fair. That's fair.
Right?
Tyson, so, what's your stance on the pineapple on pizza?
I like pineapple on pizza. It's not my favorite, but I will eat it happily. Like I will order pineapple on pizza sometimes.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. It's probably not. I'm right there with you. It's fine. I'd eat it if it's like somebody orders like 10 pizzas and you're like going for like your third slice. Like, okay, what should I try now? Yeah. Like, oh, let me try this pineapple.
A little sweet.
Right, right. Balance. That's healthy. Let me try that.
Yeah. Fruit.
Look, and this is just the president or prime minister of Iceland. I mean, they're a seafood nation, right?
I don't know.
They have to import all of their pineapple. So maybe he's just saying, let's support the local economy, even though it's disgusting. Let's put some of that
Iceland
seafood
first.
On the pizza.
That's right. Yeah. Let's go ahead and promote the pizza toppings that we make here in Iceland. Forget this pineapple that we have to import, Tyson.
I get it.
Remember, this is the country that almost voted the Pirate Party into power.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Did he run on this platform, Danny?
That's what I'm saying. It's a completely different political environment over there.
Yeah.
No, it's not that different. If they almost voted the Pirate Party in power and we have Donald Trump as our president.
Yeah. No, I think, well, in fairness, that again, not to get political, I think that Trump could use an issue like this because everything's so serious right now. Everybody's like very focused on like, you know, everybody's upset.
On the real issues.
Yeah. Trump needs to come out with like a take on like George W. Bush or George H.W. Bush. Came out, broccoli is the worst. Hate broccoli. Not going to like it. Don't want to eat it. Like, Trump needs something like that. He needs to come out, like, hard against the vegetable.
That's a win-win situation in most cases.
How ironic would it be if he hates oranges?
Yes, that could be something. That could be.
That would be insane because oranges are delicious, and he's a big Florida guy. So I don't think that would be smart.
Yeah. Like, I think maybe he needs to come down on something that a lot of people don't like Brussels sprouts. If Trump came out and did a Brussels sprout ban.
Brussels sprouts are really trendy right now. They bake them, they add a little vinegar to them and some chopped almonds. Rob, that would be a huge mistake.
Well, Tyson, you work on getting your Brussels sprout protest going. See who shows up.
Okay.
What this guy should have done is focus grouped his, disgust for pizza.
Which maybe guy? The president of Iceland?
The prime minister.
Yes.
You know, he should have put together a focus group. If the prime minister were to say he didn't like pizza with pineapple, would you A, be in favor of that, B, not be in favor of that, don't care? And then he would have known whether or not this was going to cause a problem.
Yeah.
He just didn't approach it the right way.
Okay. Now, the prime minister, he has enjoyed huge popularity, according to this article from The Guardian, since his election. And some people think it's because of the pineapple ban. Other people think it's because that he refused a 20% pay raise.
It's the pay raise, probably.
Yeah. Well, we need to find out. Somebody needs to do like a Gallup poll on popularity of pineapple in Iceland. Maybe he just like he read the tea leaves on this.
Yeah, he got it right.
Yeah.
Grand slam.
My wife that she can. She that's her one of her like top three least favorite things on her hater app is pineapple on pizza.
So if she Rachel also hates pineapple on pizza. So do you think if Iceland had passed that law, that you and I would be moving to Iceland?
Yeah, I mean, I don't force my wife to eat pineapple on pizza here, but if there was some law where she had to, then I think we'd have to consider moving.
She had to eat a slice of every type of pizza ordered every time.
Yeah, yeah, that would be like if she committed some crime, that's how they would punish her.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, there is no strict pineapple ban. They are just recommending you go in a different direction on the toppings.
Yeah, the Surgeon General of Iceland.
The Surgeon General warning.
Pineapple can cause, I think, mouth sores, right?
Very acidic, I think.
And your tongue goes crazy.
Yeah.
And probably a sensitivity of teeth as well.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Too much acid. Too much acid there. All right, before we get to our next story, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are our friends over at NatureBox, because NatureBox sends you great tasting, healthy snacks direct to your door. You could start snacking healthy with a subscription to NatureBox. Now, NatureBox makes snacks that taste great and are better for you, created with high quality ingredients, free from artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. Nothing actual crapshual there. so you can start feeling great about snacking. Now, my personal favorites, I just got a new Nature Box. I got the Big Island Pineapple, which is fantastic. And if I ever go to Iceland, I'm going to keep a bag on me just in case that that pineapple ban goes into effect there, Tyson.
Yeah. Well, I think you should.
Yeah, going to keep that on my person. Also had the Nature Box beef jerky for the first time, Danny. You would like it.
I love jerk beef.
Yeah, good stuff. So NatureBox made their service even better. You can order as much as you want without a minimum purchase required and cancel anytime. Just go to naturebox.com, check out the whole catalog, over 100 snacks to choose from. They're constantly adding delicious new snacks. They send them right to your door. And with NatureBox, you'll never get bored. New snacks every month inspired by real customer feedback. And if you try a snack you don't like, they'll replace it for free. Right now, save even more. NatureBox is offering RHAP fans 50% off your first order when you go to naturebox.com/RHAP. That's naturebox.com/RHAP for 50% off your first order at naturebox.com/RHAP. All right, let's talk about a woman who had a really impressive operation going on. This got sent to us by Leanne Voorhees. A woman in China had 20 boyfriends, believe it or
already
not. And that's
it.
Not the
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop right there.
So she had boyfriends. She had 20 boyfriends, and she had each of her boyfriends buy her an iPhone 7. And then she flipped all the iPhone 7s and bought a house.
There's a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Way better.
Who's the real boyfriend? Yeah.
Real clones.
Right.
The real boyfriend is obviously the one phone she kept.
No, mm-hmm. She sold them all.
She had to have kept one.
Right.
I don't think she kept one to keep tricking the 20 boyfriends into thinking that that was the phone they bought for her. She kept one.
I don't know.
That's still fewer phones than what that guy bought his dog.
Yeah, that guy. There was one. I don't think that he had 20 phones for his dog.
Well, by now it's up to 20.
Maybe. So, yeah, she sold them for $17,000, which she used to as a deposit on the house. She didn't pay for the house. She'll need to get another, say, 80 boyfriends for that.
It's going to be, that's a lot of boyfriends. 20 was hard. I mean,
I feel like
imagine
once this article came out, your cover would be blown.
Right. Now, what constitutes a boyfriend, Tyson?
Someone who buys you phones.
Yeah. Now, is it possible that every one of the boyfriends all looked identical and they were all taking part in a new Chinese reality game show?
Well, here's what this is like when you're a man and you're like reading this story. Like, let's say you're a Chinese man, you're reading this story and you're like, huh, I bought my girlfriend an iPhone 7 too. That's weird.
Yeah. And she just moved.
And she,
she just got a new house.
Yeah. So at what point do you connect the dots enough to be like, I'm definitely one of these 20 guys.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of women out there looking at the number 20 and they're not impressed because women on the internet, they go out, what is it called? Is it catfishing?
Yeah.
Catfishing. I mean,
catfish women all out there
who are swindling hundreds of men
out
of their hard earned cash.
Yeah. What are they doing?
They're just asking for money, telling them they love them, maybe send them some nude pics. I don't know how this scheme works, but I have read about it.
Are they nude pictures of somebody else?
I don't know. Maybe they're blackmailing them. Let's just say that this isn't a unique thing.
That's different.
The only thing that makes this different is that she asked specifically for iPhones, but there's women out there, and I'm sure men too, who are scamming people like crazy and scamming more than 20 people.
Yeah. So 20 girlfriends, 20 boyfriends. It seems like a lot of work. There's like a lot of texting. I think that probably is does she go on one date? She goes out one night, Tyson, to a restaurant and then has all of the 20 guys at the restaurant at the same time and goes from table to table.
That would be quite the juggling act. I feel like the guys are not aware of her.
Yeah.
Are not aware of each other. They're aware of her. They're not aware of each other. 20 guys. And she's just like, I'm so busy. I make a lot of money, so I'm obviously buying a new house soon. But, you know, it'd be a great gift, iPhone 7.
Yes, iPhone 7.
All the boyfriends local? I mean, we don't know. Some of them could have been a couple of cities away. Some of them could have been long-distance relationships.
She could have been catfishing them on the internet, like Danny said, and just gotten money or phones sent to her.
Yeah. And in China, that's a perfect place to do it because there's a shortage of women. So you have a lot of desperate men looking to get married.
a shortage of women and almost too many iPhones.
Okay. Too many iPhones, shortage of women, too many boyfriends, affordable housing. I think it was the perfect storm.
It really was. Okay. Affordable housing.
Let's talk about a product that was sent to us by Ryan Springer. Tyson, are you a fan of the band Kiss?
I used to be until I heard Gene Simmons' interviews and saw his TV show.
Then you were out?
Yep.
Why? What did he say in interviews?
Well, he just always is like, I grew up and listened to this rock and roll and was like, I can do that. I can get people to pay me to play music. That's, you know, he just kind of made it seem like he was conning everybody.
Yeah.
So I was just like, well, your music was okay, but it was not. As far as classic rock goes, it's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not a great business move to tell all your customers that, you know, rubbing your hands together greedily and saying how you scam them out of their money, like this Chinese woman.
Yes. Yeah. That going and reporting about how, like, all my boyfriends are so stupid, they all bought me iPhones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All my fans are so stupid, they all bought our albums.
Right. And so maybe going back to that idea of, is Kiss rubbing people's noses in how gullible Kiss fans could be, comes this story where the band Kiss has a new product that they are marketing. They're selling air guitar strings, which are just an empty bag with the band's logo and faces printed at the top of a piece of cardboard. And so these cost $4 for Kiss air guitar strings, Tyson.
Yeah, it's not a bad gag gift.
Well, and it only reinforces what Tyson said earlier, that they know that people will just buy stuff because they've marketed Kiss so well. Mm-hmm. They can sell $4 bags of air.
Are these moving? Do you think that people are buying these?
Yeah. Oh, for sure people are buying them.
Wow.
Have you ever seen the show Air Guitar Nation?
No.
No, it's a documentary, right, Tyson?
Yeah, it's a documentary about air guitar. There's like air guitar world championships and stuff.
So those kind of people, they'll need these.
Yeah, they will need these for their guitars when they pop the strings on their other air guitar.
Yeah, and I guarantee you a guy will bring out one of these bags in the next world championship and open it up. That's got to be part of a gimmick.
Yeah.
Okay, so will he have to pay Kiss for that?
Oh, for sure. He'll gladly pay $4 for a bag of air strings.
Yeah. Now, the thing about Kiss, though, is that they got the face paint going on. Should we consider face paint for this podcast? Would we be the first podcasters who do a podcast with face paint, Tyson?
So how about this? How about we just stop filming it live and turn our cameras off and tell everybody where our faces are painted?
But when we do live shows, when we do events, we'd have to do the face paint.
Okay. Yep. I'm in.
Yeah. Danny, what should the face paint be?
Does Snapchat have a face paint filter we can just apply while we're doing this somehow?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we could just be like the dogs.
I don't want to take face. I see how much work goes into taking makeup off.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine how much work goes into taking face paint off. I don't have an hour and a half every morning after this podcast to take face paint off. I have to nap. So, I mean, I can just imagine it's just a ton of work.
Is there something short of full face paint?
Yeah, a mask.
A mask. Just
wear a mask.
Oh, a mask.
That might be like, it could, you know, obfuscate our mouth so when they're not close to the microphone.
What about the masks? What about the masks where the mouth moves with your move?
Like a Chewbacca mask?
Yeah, but they have better ones.
Yeah, I've got like a million Batman and Spider-Man masks where the mouth is, you can see it. So that's not going to be a problem for me.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll figure something out.
We should
out.
Consider it.
Yeah.
Should be on the table.
Yeah, at least.
Okay.
Can I be Zorro? Because then I just have like a little eye mask, right?
Yeah, that's a good one to be. So The naked chalupa at Taco Bell, it had been on the menu for 2 months, according to an article that Amy Weber sent our way. It's coming down. It's about to be pulled. A Taco Bell spokesperson claimed the discontinuation is roughly the same timeline as any other limited time option, but it's in line with a New Year's resolution to make the chain healthier. Oh. Danny, did the naked chalupa fall victim to the thinning of America?
I don't know. I never got to taste it, and I can't get into the heads of the CEOs of Taco Bell, but it sounds like it is, because they're eliminating the XL, which I assume was just a 5-gallon bucket of soda but they're removing the XL soda cup size as well, and food additives and preservatives.
Yeah.
So they're on a kick.
Tyson, wow. Is Taco Bell getting crossed up here on what they should be doing? Are they steering away from the curve?
They're losing their touch.
Yeah.
The thing is that people don't go to fast food to be healthy. They go there for the exact opposite reason. And fast food has actually marketed itself well in the way where people are like, I know it's not healthy and I don't even care right now. Yeah. But these guys are like, we're going to go healthy. And it's like, you don't go and get the extra large Big Mac with extra sauce, enchilada style.
Right.
Just to be healthy. That's the opposite.
Yeah. You order a naked chicken chalupa. Then you have a smoke. You hit some glue and take a nap.
I mean,
the lifestyle of a guy who's doing the chicken chalupa.
And then try to have an unprotected sexual encounter with a stranger.
Wow.
Or a prostitute.
Wow.
Preferably from a third world country.
Wow. This is one hell of a night.
Look, like all New Year's resolutions, I think this one's going to fail. And they're going to just have things fried in lard back up on the menu within 2 months.
Yeah.
Or lard or like Crisco, because Crisco is like fake lard.
Both are acceptable to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Danny, are you a big Taco Bell guy?
I love Taco Bell.
Yeah.
He loves
Taco Did you Taco have Bell. The naked chalupa?
I haven't been there in the past 2 weeks because the last time we went, there was a guy picking scabs on his face.
Yeah.
At the drive-thru window.
Right.
And he worked there?
I hope he worked there. I don't know. He took my card and swiped it. He was at the drive-thru window. So I can't bring myself to go back down there just because of the employees.
Why don't you go to a different Taco Bell?
And it's far away. I mean, Del Taco's right down the street. So for convenience, I go there.
Yeah. Is Del Taco, are they following these same guidelines?
No. They serve for breakfast all day, don't they?
Well, they don't have quite the abominations that Taco Bell has, which is a bad thing. I want to point out that's a bad thing because some of the tastiest things that Taco Bell comes out with are like one of my favorite
Dorito
dishes
branded.
Is the Dorito taco. And that can't be good. But Del Taco doesn't have those kind of things. And that's the reason I don't like it nearly as much.
Do you think now's the time for Del Taco to strike? As Taco Bell's getting rid of the unhealthy stuff, they can come in and be like, Funyuns, soft taco.
Funyuns. You pick the single most disgusting chip.
Danny, you're out on the Funyuns?
I'm out on the Funyun taco.
I like Funyuns.
So you would eat a Funyun taco?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, I'm going to get...
With or without Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, with the Funyun Brussels taco.
Oh, I don't know if Funyuns and Brussels sprouts grow together, but I'd eat them separately.
Yeah, that would be gross.
I think we've just stumbled upon the method used at Taco Bell for creating new items.
Three guys just talking about gross shit they just barely thought of.
Mm-hmm. Try that. Let's do that. Limited run.
Okay. Somebody call Barbara, who's head of production, and get this going.
Get those food scientists on how to mix those three flavors.
Yeah. all right. Let's go and talk about a story sent to us by Alex Fischler. A pet parrot with a British accent went missing for 4 years recently and was returned to its owner, but now it only speaks Spanish. Danny, the parrot was traced back to its owner by a vet via its microchip, but apparently the change of language is considered normal and will go back to speaking British English after some time. Nobody knows how the parrot was reprogrammed.
Reprogrammed, I think, is the accurate word to use here. Reprogrammed. Mm-hmm. Like, who took it? Did someone take it just to teach it Spanish as some kind of elaborate prank?
Possibly. That's on the table.
Does it say, did it go to Spain? Where did they track it with the microchip?
I don't know.
Was it on vacation?
Yeah, I don't know if it went to Spain. Did it fly to Spain?
Does it have a Spanish girlfriend?
Oh, that's that one. It left? To go and be with a Spanish parrot?
Yeah, it started pen pal, and then it decided to go visit its pen pal in Spain, picked up the language. They eventually fell apart, like all relationships, and then it came back.
Tyson, is it possible that the parrot was on a gap year and went out and wanted to go backpacking through Europe?
Yeah, probably got a left on sabbatical.
Mm-hmm.
and went and did that. You saw that movie with Emilio Estevez where he goes.
Young Guns? Like,
yep, Young Guns. No, Mighty Ducks.
Oh.
No, the one where he goes to Spain and the path or the road or something like that. Not the road. But he goes, there's like some trail through Spain that's like where people go and find themselves. And I feel like the parrot was probably on a quest to find himself.
And he found that he was Spanish?
He found that he was Spanish, I guess.
Yeah. He must have had a party because one of the things he's saying is what happened. So it must have been quite exciting 40 years for that parrot.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, dude. Lots of cocaine and parrot orgies.
Yeah.
Now he's coming waking back because he was going to die at that
London. Yeah. Waking up with pictures of dicks drawn in lipstick on his face.
Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah. That'll happen with these other parrots. So nobody has cracked this case. I mean, we've talked about Tyson before. These people like go into a coma and they wake up talking a different language. Is that a possibility here?
That a parrot went into a coma and then woke up speaking Spanish?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I guess anything's possible with God.
How awkward would it be if he had purchased a new parrot? You know,
when
the old parrot comes back.
Oh, what if also
he'd be ready with that? What happened?
Yeah. Listen to this. This is what the parrot did. Went out, found seven doppelgangers.
Yes.
One of
seven ideal mates.
Ideal mates. Sent that one back to his old house. And then they were like, well, this one speaks Spanish.
But the microchip.
Obviously ours. Dude, you think parents can't chop microchips out of their bodies with their strong, sturdy beak?
That's true. If anybody could, it would be a parrot.
It's the story of
the prodigal parrot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure.
He came back when it was readily accepted by his previous owner.
But he's a different language.
Question. It's okay. I don't need to know what you did when you were in Spain. Don't even tell me.
Yeah. Don't even explain that drawing in lipstick on your face.
you don't need to explain all those sores around your mouth.
It's fine. That's fine. We won't ask any questions. All right. And then a lot of our listeners sent us a tip on a new podcast, which I have heard about, but I haven't listened to.
Same.
Yes. It is called Missing Richard Simmons, started by one of Richard Simmons' former students about their quest to locate Richard Simmons when he went MIA, when he dropped off the face of the planet. Danny, have you heard anything about this?
First of all, is there a Richard Simmons Academy? Like, he was one of the students for what? Happy exercise time?
Being one of his instructors, I think.
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen the show where he gets on and there's like a bunch of people there learning fitness from him?
No. Are you being serious? Or are you messing with me?
I think so.
Yeah.
You think so? I think you've made up the scenario in your head.
You don't think he worked at Gold's Gym and did an aerobics class?
Yeah.
He didn't work at Gold's Gym. I think he did have his own thing, right? Because he had all those tapes. But a student, doesn't that indicate that there's a school?
It doesn't have to be a school because a student can be at a...
Maybe it's like a mentorship.
Like he
when you go
Simmons
to a yoga class.
Socrates of exercise, and he has all these young people that follow him around.
Yeah, just follow him around.
With this exercise.
That all look identical, clones.
Yeah, and they sit at his feet, his sweaty feet, learn from him.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing about the disappearance of Richard Simmons, Tyson, that when Richard Simmons came back, he only spoke Spanish, which was bizarre to everybody. Nobody understands how that worked.
Yeah, it makes sense, though.
The microchip said it was the same Richard Simmons, but now he just totally spoke a different language.
Well,
I thought he was probably going to be playing chess with Bobby Fischer somewhere. But
maybe
that's
Simmons works for the CIA.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah, and he's just somewhere in the Middle East undercover.
Yeah, he had to go on a deep cover mission.
The Middle East, yeah. Well, he fits in there, you know? It's just kind of like,
I don't think his personality is going to go over very well.
You don't think he's in the Congo?
Are those missiles?
Mythol.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to check that out. Maybe next week I will have a report on that. I would love to hear from other people if they've been listening to that podcast. And one of our listeners emailed me that I need to listen to this. So we'll check it out.
Is it just like one episode where they go over to his house and knock on the door and he answers like, hey, what are you doing?
I think it's a series. And I think that people, there's like a lot of theories about that he was being held hostage when he was missing.
Hmm.
So. We'll see.
It's crazy that nobody for over a year has even cared to like look into it. And he was like, God damn it. I've been missing for over a year now.
I got to start a podcast.
Held hostage and nobody has even come to look for me.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of reality TV people. We could do a similar podcast about Tyson of just people that were quote unquote missing for all these last couple of years.
Only one, Colleen Haskell from the first season. Everybody else.
I believe it's Colleen.
Colleen. Yeah. Everybody else chopped their pinkies off just to go back on the show one more time.
Yeah. No, that'd be a good one. That would be a good podcast. All right. Danny, we had some breaking news that you sent us right before the show came on.
Breaking news are happening now.
Danny, what do you got?
Well, breaking as in it broke yesterday. So
gotta break sometime.
Yeah, breaking is subjective, right? It could slowly be breaking. It's still breaking right now.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not like
and we're about to break it to you again.
Yeah. So the way this was written in Mashable, she says the author of this article says the nation was transfixed Monday afternoon after footage emerged of an incident on a train involving bagels. How and why, you know, people, let me just put this strangers, multiple strangers were placing bagels on other strangers' heads in the train.
Why?
And as you, yeah, why? That's one of the biggest questions that has gone unanswered, but as you can expect, this led to some confrontation. People don't like having bread or carbs placed on their head without their permission.
Yeah. Now, what kind of bagels do we know?
From the look of it, just regular old bagels. They look plain.
A plain bagel on my head I could live with. I think it's like if you had like an everything or a sesame or a poppy where then I'm getting like seeds in my hair.
Yeah. Cinnamon sugar one.
But yeah, also, what if you have celiacs, like severe celiacs, and you break out in like hives and boils from the bread touching your skin?
But why? Why are they putting invading people's space? First of all,
that's exactly why, because they knew that people would ask why.
When a bagel is placed on your head, you don't know what's just been put on your head.
Yeah.
It could be genitals. It could be some genitals. Garbage. It could be anything until you see that it's a bagel. So overreacting, I don't think you're overreacting until you turn around and you see that it's a bagel. And even then, I think that, you know, what if it's a bagel dipped in anthrax? You still don't know what the threat level is there.
Is a bagel the best anthrax delivery system?
No, I don't know.
I think envelopes were proven to be the best.
I think a donut, I think, would probably be even better than a bagel.
Oh, my goodness. A sugar, white powder sugar donut?
Yeah.
Do you think the response from these people would have been a little bit softer if it had been a donut?
I think the response would have been a little bit softer if they would have asked first if they could put a bagel on a person's head.
Yeah. Was there cream cheese on the bagel? Because then that's offensive.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
It doesn't look like cream cheese.
It's just a raw bagel. But that's the thing is that these band of hooligans got together and said, you know what would be perplexing to people is if silently we just walk up, place a bagel on their head, and walk away. It will be hilarious. And then they did it.
Yeah.
No.
Here, let me see. There's a video in this article from Mashable. Let me see if I can play any of this audio.
He's got the bag on it!
Looks like everybody's having fun. This looks like a party bus, Danny.
Well, it doesn't sound like it was a party.
I don't know.
The article.
This looks very fun.
So maybe this is just loss in translation. Maybe the bagel on the head is actually a sign of, you know, good times.
I like you.
Yeah,
bagel.
I like you. Let me put this on your head.
Mm.
I could be reading this completely wrong, but the way I read it was that they said others resorted to intimidating behavior, which resulted in police intervention. That doesn't sound like a good time, Rob.
Yeah. You know what?
Tyson, if I came up to you, I was a stranger, and I asked to put a bagel on your head, would you consent? Consensual.
If you were a stranger, well, I think I'd have more questions.
Okay, so let's go through the scenario. Excuse me, I'd like to put a bagel on your head. What do you say?
And can I just be an American like Tyson, the former reality TV star? Because I don't do accent.
Okay, go.
And then I'd be like, why?
No reason. I just want to put this on your head.
Yeah.
Are you putting it on others' heads?
Yeah, I put it on that guy's head over there. He actually said he liked it. I also talked to that lady back there and put it on her head for a second. And she also said she liked the warm bread on her head.
Sure, why not?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Crown me.
Yes, crown you. You could follow more on Bagelgate, as they're calling it on Twitter, with hashtag Bagelgate. And it does seem as though there was some fighting that was going on eventually.
A crown of bread.
Yes. Okay. So Bagelgate, we'll see if this becomes a global, worldwide phenomenon and not just a London phenomenon.
So you're thinking this is like the new planking or the new statue video thing?
Mannequin challenge. It's not
mannequin challenge.
Mannequin challenge. Breadhead. Yeah, sure.
The crown of bread.
ALS.
Yeah, that's different, I think, than the ice bucket challenge.
It is?
Yeah, I don't think it's a challenge, the Bagelgate.
Well, do we know enough about it yet to even know if it's...
No, we don't know anything about it.
Because what about this? Rob, I challenge you to put a bagel on that old homeless guy's head that's got feces all over him.
Well, again, I think that, the homeless guy, I think he might appreciate the bagel.
Yeah, that's true. So there you have it.
Yeah, I think you can just give it to him. I don't think you have to put it on his head.
Rob, okay. I challenge you to go to Inglewood or whatever.
Yeah, that's a challenge.
And put bagels on people's heads at Roscoe's.
Right.
I don't think that's a challenge because they'd be like, this guy has to be the laziest mofo to have the nerve and balls to show up putting bagels on people's heads here.
Yeah, that's a challenge. It is a challenge. Danny, what else do you have in the bolt hole?
Oh, guys. Take
not
a
the
peek.
Bagel I've hole.
Got, I've got two really good bolt hole stories. Now, this one's coming a little late for a lot of us because Valentine's Day has come and gone. But there is the opportunity still exists.
Wait. We had Valentine's Day?
I know. I think we actually did the podcast. That's why you don't remember it.
Yeah.
So the business is booming for private flights catering to couples who want to join the Mile High Club.
Oh.
So there's a new service. One of them is in Las Vegas, and the other one was somewhere else. The one in Vegas, the one I remember. For a couple $100, you could book a flight on a small airplane.
Yeah.
And in the back, there is what appears to be a nice bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make sweet, sweet love at 5,280 feet.
I mean, this seems like a pretty good deal. So you said just for a couple $100, you could rent a plane?
Yeah.
I mean, just by yourself.
Yeah. Does it take you back?
Or do
to...
they take a bunch of couples up and they're like, okay, whoever pays the most gets to go first on the bed. Obviously, we don't have the means to change any of the linens.
Yeah.
So
Love Cloud, who offers this service, charges $800 for a 30-minute ride. Right.
Okay. Do they have to take you back to where they picked you up? Like, I feel like that's pretty cheap to rent a charter plane.
No, but they're just flying around for 30 minutes. That's actually a lot of money. Most planes don't cost that much to operate an hour. This is a, twin engine Cessna.
Okay.
And for $200 more, you can fly for an hour. And for $1,400, 90 minutes. What's weird is they don't offer a 15-minute version, which I think is more appropriate.
More ideal.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, the pilots wear noise canceling headphones, but you're only separated from the pilot by a small curtain.
A curtain? Oh, wow. That's kind of, well, that's very kinky, Danny.
Yeah. So I don't know.
What about this?
Well, they've catered to threesomes and other groups, but after about three or four people, the compartment becomes too crowded.
Hmm. So what about this, Danny? So is Mile High Club definition that you have to be above a mile above sea level?
No, a mile above the ground.
A mile above the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. My idea won't work. I was thinking if you did a helicopter and just like brought it to a hover 2 feet above ground, let them bang it out and then land it and be like, there you go. You did it in the air. You're a mile higher.
Now, if you want to see this is on quartz.com.
Yeah.
And if you want to see the article, I recommend you do because I just look at all of the interior.
Yes.
First of all, it doesn't look very sexy.
Well,
second
I'm on
all,
their website right now, lovecloudvegas.com. You could see everything. Yeah. And is it the same plane that they use for everybody?
Yeah. Same thing. Can you imagine how bad that must smell? I mean, just take into account the pilot's heavy breathing at the thought of all the copulation taking place in the
right.
Back. And I mean, that's the pilots are going to smell horrible when they land.
Is the pilot saying like, boy, I made a bad career choice here. You know, I could have been flying Delta instead. I'm flying.
No, let's say you're a Las Vegas pilot. You need hours, right?
Okay, right.
Pilots need hours. So you have two choices. You can fly Grand Canyon tours or you can fly people who are having sex in the back of your plane. Which one do you want to do?
Right.
Either way, the plane smells the same at the end of the day.
Yeah.
whichever one gets me home quicker.
Yeah. I'm going to ask my wife if she'd be interested in this on Snapchat later today and see what she says.
Okay.
I'm going to see what she
I haven't been on Snapchat for a long time, but I'm going to get into that. I love when you ask me.
Because I know her answer on here on the ground. I don't know if being in the air would make would change her opinion on anything.
I actually proposed to my wife in a plane in the air, but
not the Love Cloud.
I did not join the Mile High Club at that time. So there's something about planes. I think they are something of an aphrodisiac if you're in the, not if you're in, you know, economy seating on a long flight, but maybe in a small Cessna, you know, it can get you aroused.
Yes.
It can get you high.
All right. I'm hoping to join the Sea Level Club sometime soon.
Now, are you talking about you actually have to go down to the beach?
No.
Oh,
which,
nice.
By the way, the beach lovemaking thing just sounds horrible.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sand.
A lot of sand.
I don't like the beach on my own, let alone when somebody else is touching me, which I don't like anyway, and then cover them in sand. It sounds like torture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all of Danny's worst nightmares come to one thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, guys, I'm going to give you one more bolt hole story, and this is very appropriate because this is about a guy who puts himself into tight situations.
Ooh, a bolt hole double down.
Yeah, a double bolt hole a moment. And now, I'm not really an art guy. I don't get art, but I think I could get into this artist. There's a French artist, and this guy's known. He once sewed himself into a bear carcass for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So that's pretty awesome. That's pretty great art.
Like a Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's now going to entomb himself in a boulder for a week with no movement, light, or clock.
How do you get in a boulder?
Yeah, and Jesus could only do it for like a day. So
he did 3 days, okay, right? Jesus. So that's probably, he's trying to break this. He's trying to break Jesus's record. And maybe that's what how he came up with the idea. Mm-hmm. But if you want to see this, it's on Daily Mail. And the rock he's going to be entombed in is no joke. Like, this guy is obviously
going to be entombed in the rock.
Yeah, like it's a huge boulder that's been cut in half, and then they carved out.
I thought you meant Dwayne the Rock.
Yeah, his carcass.
No, they carved out his outline, and then they're going to shut the boulder like this, and he's basically trapped in just enough space for himself.
Oh my goodness! So he can't even itch he can't even scratch an itch or anything.
No, it doesn't look like it. I urge you to go and see the article. His name is
finger outlines. Even is it that specific or
what I can see is an arm outline, a head outline, and then he's sitting down with leg outlines going down.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
So he's going to
be pretty crazy.
Yeah. The question is, how's he going to poo? He probably doesn't have any of NASA's technology for poo.
Right.
So he's just going to sit in his own dump. He's going to get a major rash.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe he's going to wear diapers.
But even then, we all know that if your kid is in a poopy diaper for too long, they get a gnarly rash. And a week is just too long.
Yeah. So according to this, I'm looking at this same article. This story is on The Guardian. He's going to pee into bottles, they're saying.
Okay, that's the pee.
Yeah.
He's not a problem.
But if he's peeing into bottles, how is he having enough movement there? It seems like he's going to figure out how to do it all. I think he's thought this through. He's found a cheat.
Well, this is kind of his thing. He does crazy, I don't know. He once stood on a pole for a couple days. He's kind of like the David Blaine or whatever his name of France, it sounds like.
He sounds really cool. This is what you got to do. You got to drill a hole from the back of the rock up to the butt, and then he poos out of that hole, and then he has to have a guy come by every day and stick the hole, making sure that it's clear for the next poo.
Why can't that be part of the installation, right? Yeah.
Who cares? Who cares what this guy is doing, though?
Okay, fair enough.
Lots of people do, Rob.
Why? Who is he? What do we care if somebody's going to be stupid?
So what's more interesting, this guy in a rock or some painting a dead person painted, you know, 300 years ago.
Dead person.
Yeah. The painting is, I never care about these David Blaine type, you know, that I'm going to lock myself in the refrigerator for a week.
Yeah. There's salami and cheese in there. Yeah. Of course you would.
Right. I don't know.
But
this is,
if there's a chance a guy can die, of course I'm interested.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if he's going to die entombed in a rock that he put himself in, I'm also interested. To me, there's more intrigue than in a painting that some guy did, which is like one of 10,000 paintings he's done in his whole lifetime. This is a guy who does like maybe a handful of things, and all of them carry the potential for death.
Mm-hmm. So when is this guy going into the Rock?
Oh, are you thinking you might get a ticket to Paris?
No, I'm waiting for a follow-up. Like, if you're, you got to follow this story all the way through now, Danny. We're going to teach you a lesson. And if you're going to share a story like this with us, then you're also going to have to do the follow-up story.
All right, all right. I'll do my best. I'm actually already bored of it.
Yeah, well,
now you're over it. No, it sounds cool, but I feel like there's some, what's the catch? There's some cheats. He's doing something that's making it a lot easier than it's sounding.
Yeah.
And
get this, Danny, that according to the article, it says that if he survives this ordeal, he will then become a human hen and hatch a dozen eggs by sitting on them for weeks on end. That's next. That's more interesting to me.
This guy's a dreamer. That's why, I mean, yeah, look at this. From really one is. Thing to the next. He's living his life.
Like, well,
it's crazy that he hasn't even accomplished what he set out to do, and he's already planning his next accomplishment on top of that accomplishment.
Yeah. So
if we all had the drive this guy had, we'd all be more successful like him, like he is.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who funds these things? Like, seriously, why can't we get money? We always read about these things that are crazy, and these people are getting funding, but we're not getting funding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how this works.
It's a good question. I don't know.
Mysteries of life, Danny.
Yeah. All right. So if you guys have ideas for outrageous stunts that Danny could do that we could get him funding for, please let us know, especially on our iTunes page. That's probably the best place to post that sort of information at newsaf.news. Of course, you can send us your outrageous and interesting news stories on our Facebook page at Group, which is Group AF, almost 1,500 people in Group AF at this point, Danny.
Oh, that's the biggest group I've ever been part of.
Wow.
It's growing exponentially.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Is Bergen enjoying the show today, Tyson?
She loves it. Can you say hi, Bergen?
Say hi.
Kids are the worst performers.
Yeah.
She wants the cowboy hat, I think.
Yeah. I always try to get my kids to do stuff for other people they do at home constantly, and they never do it. They just embarrass
yes.
me.
I'm telling you, no, he can do it. He can do it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. He's done it a million times before. Just do that thing. Just do it.
Yeah. Okay. No, she's, she's also, oh, she found a toy. Okay. Yeah,
that's perfect. We'll give those.
All right. Do we have a review?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of reviews. So last time it, for some reason, wasn't showing me anything newer than a year ago. And now they've all come up. So we have like a bunch of new reviews.
What do we got?
Let's see. Okay, this is Funny AF 5 stars by Buznick92. Hesitate to write a review because there is so much pressure to be funny. But I just love the show. If you don't like that, you can cash me outside.
Yeah.
How about that? Love Rob Tyson and that other guy. Yeah, I know it is Bobby or Bolt Hole.
TMZ was reporting that Cash Me Outside was meeting with several reality TV producers this week. So there could be a Cash Me Outside reality show coming.
7 identical Cash Me Out girls.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. We won't be able to distinguish.
Mm-hmm. They put a bagel on each of their heads.
Yeah. So let that be a good lesson to those who are a little hesitant to write a review. It doesn't have to be funny. It just has to be truthful and honest, like Buznick92 did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
We have a lot more.
Yeah. You want to give another one?
Yeah, we can do another one.
Okay.
Valentine's Dateless 5 stars by Christian Esparza. While women may be obsessed with Christian Grey and his BDSM ways, that may not be for everybody. For those single women wanting to be audibly stimulated this Valentine's Day, I recommend News AF. Danny, Tyson, and Rob, 3 of the most handsome men out there, will fill your ears with actual factual news that will make your chocolate seem salty. You are welcome, single ladies.
Wow.
What does that mean? Make your chocolate seem salty?
Because is we're so perverted? Sweet to the ears.
Oh, I was thinking some perverted thing.
That even sweet, sweet chocolate, it no longer seems sweet.
I love that. I'm going to try and steal that and use it somewhere.
Yeah. There's so many on here. We're going to have to get to them
all right.
Over time.
News.
And plus, if we ever hit a drought, we'll have some stuff.
We have some in the backlog. All right. NewsAF.news. Of course, thanks so much to our NewsAF intern, Lita, who does a fantastic job compiling all of these news stories that we talk about. And a belated happy birthday to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the NewsAF podcast. Thanks for all of your hard work. 71 episodes in. And we should probably start trying to think about what are we doing for NewsAF 100 in 29 weeks.
Oh, we have to get together.
Okay, that's a live edition.
Yes, that has to be live.
Okay, well, we got to start to look at the calendar and figure out what is 29 weeks from now. All right, so great stuff, everybody. Of course, you can follow Danny on social media. He's at Danny Bryson. Tyson is at Tyson Apostle. Anything else, guys?
Happy birthday, Scott.
Okay, we will see you next week on News AF. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Yeehaw, we did it, guys.